All right, as part of the WILO Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading in uncertain times, we have Dr. Jim Hanna on the phone this morning. Good morning, Dr. Hanna.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
We're good.
We're doing good.
Jim, everything okay up your way?
Everything's fine. No snow today.
That was today. You know, yesterday we had some. I know
the week's not over. Yeah,
that's right. So how are we improving? Or, you know, and if so, if we're improving, in what ways are we improving? Or is it still the same?
I would say, as far as improving, as far as instruction, I think that's happening. I think that we hit the ground running and we fine-tune some things. I think the same could probably be said for every district throughout the state, tweaking what we have. I know that we've changed some food distribution plans, what we've done here at Rossville is tried to reduce the number of people in the building at the same time. On those critical days when we're handing out packets, we're making lunches and things like that, we try to go down to a skeletal staff, so we do that social distancing and maintain low numbers that we have at basically at all time.
And you mentioned the big phrase, social distancing. So is that going to be a change that you think is going to be a permanent one come this fall, or what?
I think that'll be tough when you get into any type of venue, especially a school. It would really, and I think we have to think outside the box of how we do school and passing the halls and things like that. And when you have the bell ring between 8:55 and 9 o'clock, you have most middle high school students, at least, out in the hallways passing. There's probably not room for 6 feet between everybody. So you may have to stagger that. I'm not really sure how we would do that. But that's down the road, and I think our focus is in on finishing out the school year and finishing out strong.
Speaking of that, what's your plans for graduation right now?
Well, graduation is still up in the air. We're kind of doing it day by day to look at how the virus goes. We've talked about some potential maybe in June. If not, I don't foresee probably having the May ceremony. That has not been decided yet, but I really, being realistic, don't see that happening. We talked about June as a possibility, but I don't know for sure yet where it's going to be, because it seems to be a week-by-week thing now.
When was your graduation date?
We were at May 31st.
Okay, you do yours on a Sunday, right, at 10 a.m.?
Yeah. No, it was at 2 o'clock.
Still 2 o'clock, okay. Now, are your kids going to do the 160 days, or are you going to go over 160 days?
We are at 160. Matter of fact, our last day is May 8th. We started really on March 16th with e-learning, and we picked up 4 days there. And then since we've been back after spring break on March 30th, we are going Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So May the 8th brings us out to the 160th day.
And then your teachers will do what they have to do to get their 183, I think it is, or how many it is?
Yeah, they will work the following week, though, because we'll have some packets come in. Generally, we do a week. Everything's due the following Monday. So they'll packets that are out there, which we produce about 80 a week and send out. And then, so all the assignments are due on the following Monday. So they'll grade those assignments. They'll get those things situated. The following week, they'll do their grade. Plus, we do the state of Indiana requires training of staff. So I'm going to go ahead and do that this spring. That's electronic. So they can get that taken care of and out of the way before the start of the new school year.
What advice, and since you're the head of a school safety commission here in the county, what advice are we going to give schools for just regular school and social distancing for next year? We sort of already talked about it, but is there anything specific that we can that we think we can use or going to do, or what?
I think it really depends on what happens at the state and federal government with testing and how that rolls out. I think there's the time frame, you know, to look at. We may not start in August. That may be moved back. I don't know yet. So that will impact us as far as school year goes if that happens.
Do you want to not start? Would you rather? Because I know there's been a big push in this state for a long time to start after Labor Day. Do you want to see schools start after Labor Day to maybe, I hate to say, shut those people up, but to see how that is?
I think that needs to be a local decision. I don't think that should be done in Indianapolis. I think it should still come back to a local decision. We're in a different situation now with the pandemic. Mm-hmm. But I think that still needs the rest of the local decision. My calendar shouldn't be driven by what happens in Indianapolis or the Indianapolis Donut School. It's a different factor here. I do have students that do 4-H and do the state fair. It's a little bit different here than in Gary as far as the number of students they have do 4-H and the state fair. So it really shouldn't be driven by the state fair or the 4-H or anything. It should be a local decision.
Okay. Are we missing anything that you want to get out there or anything else you want to talk about?
Stay safe. I think hopefully things are, we'll get to a point. I'm kind of waiting on that. I thought the governor was going to give an announcement on Friday. Weekly, the superintendents in Clinton County meet along with some superintendents in Carroll County, after the state superintendent does her, webinar on Tuesdays. We meet for about an hour after that to kind of discuss where we are, what changes we need to make, what program and practices are working or what needs to be tweaked. So we're in contact weekly, if not daily, to make changes as need be.
And she's got a big announcement coming up next Tuesday, doesn't she?
I don't know. She does a weekly Tuesday announcement, and it's what I've seen is it's kind of slowed down a little bit. It's now the focus is on graduation, and now the governor made that executive order, but you've got the other things that take place, school bus inspections and school licensure and things like that as far as those things. Those are all going to play out, too, I think, this summer.
Okay. Jim, thanks much. Greatly appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye. Dr. Jim Hanna, as part of our WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading in uncertain times.